Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to How To Tuesday. We have Brian Butts with 239 Flies. He puts a lot of fly lines on a lot of reels. And one of the things that people have a difficult time doing is identifying the fly line. Once it's come out of the box, you put the sticker on the reel and the thing falls off almost immediately. And now you have no idea whether this is an 11 weight line, a 12 weight line, a 10 weight line. What is it? So Brian, man, what's happening? You doing all right today?
We're doing good, man. Hanging in there.
Right on. So the identification of a fly line, how do you guys do it? I have a way that I've been doing it for a long time, but I'd like to know how you do it and how you're instructing the people that are coming into the shop.
Sure. So here at the shop, we have a lot of demo reels, all kinds of different fly lines and stuff. And sometimes we forget what's on there. So we like to take a really strong permanent marker, and we'll make little line sections on there. So a thick line will stand for five, and the little tiny lines each stand for one. So for instance, this one has one thick mark and three little marks. So this is an 8-weight line, or an 8-weight demo reel. So that's how I like to do it on my fly lines. You don't have to put a sticker anywhere or get any glue on your reel. It's a simple, easy trick. A good Sharpie or Prismacolor or whatever you want stays on there pretty good. It's an easy way to look down and see what you're throwing. So.
Okay. And so for somebody that may not quite understand, as you start to collect fly fishing gear, you have a lot of different lines eventually. You may have, a situation to where in a certain season, you may want to put an intermediate line on your reel, and then you may go to a floating line a little bit later in the season, or you know, any kind of a situation like that. Or maybe you just have you have some different lines that you want to try, and for certain flies and certain things that you're doing, this line casts a little better on the rod. You end up with a number of lines. So that's why it's so important to figure out a way to identify them, because when it Absolutely. Comes back to the next season, you're gonna be sitting there and you're like, okay, where's that intermediate line? Well, now you have a 10 weight and an 8 weight and a 12 weight intermediate line. So which one is the right one, right?
You gotta know. There's so many different ones out there now. And now they're making the full clear floating and intermediate line. So you can't even tell by the color of it anymore. So it's definitely good to stay organized too. And you got your lines in your boxes or on your reels, you know, keep the intermediate ones over there, keep your floaters over here, and vice versa.
Yeah. And it's easy to kind of tell the difference between floating and sinking, but man, the difference between a 9 and a 10 or an 8 and a 7 is that's a little more tricky.
It's pretty tough.
I mean, I guess, can you do it? Can you do it by eye?
I can't.
By looking
at
it?
No way. I mean, well, that's like telling the difference between 25 pound and 30 pound leader. You roll it through your fingers, you're like, not quite sure.
Yeah, not quite sure. Not 100% sure. And and that's why it's really good to identify them. So anyway, that's a good way. It seems like in 2020, with all the technology that we have, that would have been something that people would have figured out how to do. How does it
still
come out of the box?
Tricks up your sleeve.
Right, right. Sometimes there's nothing better than a Sharpie. All right. Well, that's how to identify your fly lines. Guys, thank you very much for being part of the show. Brian, thanks for your help and input. And that's How To Tuesday for today. If you want to find 239 Flies, find them on Instagram. They're very, very active over there. All right. That's it for today. We'll see you next week.